is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. While Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky declared a national day of unity after saying he's heard Russian military action could begin on Wednesday, European leaders are heading to Ukraine and Russia for last-minute diplomacy. They have been buoyed by signals from the Kremlin that there was still a way to head off a feared invasion of Ukraine and avoid war. After weeks of rising tensions, the senior changed Monday, or the tenor changed Monday, and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov indicated that Russia was ready to keep talking about the security grievances that have led to the crisis. What could be another sign that the Kremlin would like to lower the temperature? Russia's defense ministry announced Tuesday that some units participating in military exercises would begin returning to the bases. Russia has massed more than 130,000 troops near Ukraine, but denies it is planning an invasion. The U.S. Senate is considering a resolution in support of Ukraine's independence while stopping short of legislation to impose sanctions on Russia. The senators are eager to respond to Russian President Vladimir Putin's aggression, but deferential to the White House's strategy to avert a crisis in Europe. The White House National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, briefed Senate leadership on Monday afternoon. U.S. President Joe Biden and Western leaders have been working to persuade Putin not to invade Ukraine. And senators say the Biden administration is able to impose devastating sanctions on Russia with or without congressional action. Again, U.S. Senate considering a resolution to support Ukraine's independence, but not to impose sanctions on Russia. This is VOA News. Ethiopian lawmakers have voted to end the country's three-month state of emergency early as mediation efforts continue to end the deadly war in the north. Tuesday's vote by lawmakers came after Ethiopia's Council of Ministers, chaired by the Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, decided on January 26 to end the state of emergency originally imposed for 6 months, citing recent developments in the conflict. The state of emergency was imposed in early November as Tigray forces fighting Ethiopian and allied forces moved closer to the capital. They withdrew back into the Tigray region in late December amid mediation efforts and under pressure from a drone-supported military offensive carried out by the government. Thousands of mainly ethnic Tigrayans were detained under the state of emergency. According to witnesses, lawyers, and human rights groups, many were released after December's shift in the war. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is invoking emergency powers to weaken the protests by demonstrators who are paralyzing the capital of Ottawa and blocking border crossings. The protests over the country's COVID-19 restrictions have been raging for more than 2 weeks. Trudeau's move on Monday to invoke the Emergencies Act give the federal government and law enforcement broad powers to restore order. Trudeau is warning the protesters that time to go home is now, but one of the protest organizers in Ottawa is vowing not to back down in the face of pressure from the government. After years of speculation in Honduras, the United States formally requested the arrest and extradition of the former president Juan Orlando Hernandez less than 3 weeks after he left office. Honduran security forces surrounded his neighborhood and the Supreme Court of Justice scheduled an urgent meeting Tuesday morning to select a judge to handle the extradition request. A standoff ensued. In a video released by Hernandez's legal team, the attorney said that everything would have had to wait until a judge was designated, but the vice president of the newly elected National Congress said Hernandez had to turn himself in or he would be captured by 6 a.m. Myanmar will not participate in this week's meetings in Cambodia of foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, spurning an invitation to send a non-political representative instead of its chief diplomat. Cambodia, the current ASEAN chair, said earlier this month that members of the regional group have failed to reach a consensus on inviting Myanmar's foreign minister to its meetings on Wednesday and Thursday in Cambodia's capital. He was appointed foreign minister after the military seized power in Myanmar last year, ousting the government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.